R.I.P. Rip. Good morning. Thank you all for coming. Today, Halloween is the fitting day for this meeting. You're a select group, people whose names were on the list given to me by Rip over 15 years ago that he wanted to hear on this occasion, whenever it happened. Before going further, I must call your attention to the confidentiality agreement that you signed on the way in. This was not just the perfunctory action. The extreme confidentiality is very important to his son, John. So if anyone feels they cannot live up to the terms of the agreement, please leave now. Okay, my name is John McMullen, and I've been Rip Van's closest friend from Graviton High School throughout our 4 years of roommates at Cornell, right up until the day he died. It was not, however, until our senior year that Rip let me into his closely guarded family secret. And as I go into it, you will understand the need for confidentiality. The Van Corporation traces its origins back to Rip's grandfather, and as the firm became one of the nation's most prosperous, Robert Van's story, as an orphan from Minnesota who rose to be a business giant, became an inspiration to many. Actually, the story was a complete fabrication. The Van's family name was not really Van, but rather Van Winkle. That's right, as in Rip Van Winkle, but not the fictional Rip Van Winkle, the Washington Irving's inspired nonsense, but rather the man with the rare genetic disease. That Rip, this Rip's great-great-grandfather, was the first known American to have the sleeping sickness-type condition, but there were rumors of similar illnesses in Eastern Europe, where the Van Winkles originally came from. The condition normally affects males in their 50s, and once affected, the males go into what appears to be a suspended animation or catatonic condition for anywhere from 15 to 20 years. Usually awakening refreshed, but rather stiff for weeks. Rip's father, John, built the company's major force in American business before turning the reins over to Rip and becoming a recluse in his mid-50s. Actually, he went into the Van Winkle condition, emerging in his early 70s and in relatively good health until he died peacefully at the age of 96. So this is what Rip had to look forward to as he built the company to greater success. From the very beginning, he was planning for the onset of his descent into catatonia. You will all remember when he took over the top two floors of this building and turned it into a palatial penthouse with a large hot tub, fireplaces, circular staircases, terraces, etc. What was not known was that he, through the company, purchased the entire building, and a third floor was set up as the modern hospital suite with the complete radiology section and a laboratory under the direction of his personal physician, Bill Molino, and Bob Grimshaw, and his orthopedist, Steve Small. These doctors are with us today and will be available to him for questions later, as will his son, John. But I must say that John has taken the family firm even far beyond his father's dreams. Rip realized that his friends throughout New York would have a hard time accepting that he had become a recluse like his father. So all through his 40s, he would talk about wanting to explore the world, to go where most people had never been. And he actually did some very public mountain climbing in those years. Once he reached his 50s, he officially retired from the firm, passing the gauntlet over to John and publicly preparing for his worldwide exploration life. He was really moving into his private suite here, which was well stocked with books and electronic devices to be read and used until he went into his long slumber. Finally, not long after 9/11, he did go into the slumber, awakening almost 16 years later. During his long rest, his physical condition was monitored by these doctors using blood work and MRIs, and he would periodically receive electronic massages. It was less than 2 weeks ago that I received the call I had long been waiting for. Rip was awake and wanted to see me. When I arrived, John was with him, and they'd been speaking about personal things and the business. Rip looked great, much younger than me, even though we are the same age. And he began to pump me about the city and the world in the years that he had missed. I told him about the aftermath of 9/11 and the resulting wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was also very interested in New York City, and I filled him in on the Giuliani and Bloomberg years. He knew Bloomberg well from his years in New York business, and I greatly respected him. Then I told him about the election of Barack Obama, the first African-American president. He was elated by the news and wanted to know if the election put an end to bigotry in the country. I replied, unfortunately, no. Just recently, there was a parade in Virginia where people with KKK banners and Nazi flags marched. I then added, and President Trump really poured gasoline on the fire. What? President Trump? Donald Trump? I nodded yes. President Donald Trump? Fucking Donald Trump? I came back to the world with President Donald fucking Trump? No way. With that, before we could stop him, he opened the terrace door and swung over the edge to descend 32 floors. The official story has been the tragic accident with the family suing the building, but as Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. Once again, this is you and only you. John Vann and the doctors will make themselves available now for your questions. I will not be available. Thank you very much.